Brevet, how are you doing? Ready for another dialogue class? We've already been through a lot around here, right? We've seen a massive layoff, we've had to deal with a crisis, we decided to expand our business, and today we're going to go through another very important meeting. We're going to discuss our production expansion project. There have been some developments, and it's about time that we stopped a little to talk about it. Are you curious to know what's going on? Well, let's listen to our dialogue and find out.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for joining me on such short notice.
Not a problem. We have a lot to discuss.
We do. That's true.
Right. I wanted you two to get me up to speed on the production expansion project. Do you have any news?
We do. There have been some crucial developments. First off, there have been some problems with our contractors in Mexico.
What kind of problems?
Lots of paperwork. We're wasting a lot of time with bureaucracy. And that's a problem when we want to run on a tight schedule.
Well, that's not entirely unexpected. Maybe we can focus on the rest of the supply chain while this issue solves itself. Speaking of supply chain, do you have any news about that part of the project?
Yes. I got in touch with the local suppliers, and they said they're ready to deliver whatever we might need on a week's notice. We're really just waiting for the paperwork to be ready.
It's good to know that this part is good to go. What about distribution? Are we ready to go global?
We are. We estimate a time to market of about 3 months, starting as soon as the contractors are good to go.
That's great. You and your teams are doing a fantastic job. Keep it up.
Thanks. We're very proud of the results we've been getting so far.
Right. Now let's discuss our budget forecast for the year.
Of course. I prepared a quick presentation so that we can visualize our figures.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for joining me on such short notice.
Not a problem. We have a lot to discuss.
We do. That's true.
Right. I wanted you two to get me up to speed on the production expansion project. Do you have any news?
We do. There have been some crucial developments. First off, there have been some problems with our contractors in Mexico.
What kind of problems?
Lots of paperwork. We're wasting a lot of time with bureaucracy. And that's a problem when we want to run on a tight schedule.
Well, that's not entirely unexpected. Maybe we can focus on the rest of the supply chain while this issue solves itself. Speaking of supply chain, do you have any news about that part of the project?
Yes. I got in touch with the local suppliers, and they said they're ready to deliver whatever we might need on a week's notice. We're really just waiting for the paperwork to be ready.
It's good to know that this part is good to go. What about distribution? Are we ready to go global?
We are. We estimate a time to market of about 3 months, starting as soon as the contractors are good to go.
That's great. You and your teams are doing a fantastic job. Keep it up.
Thanks. We're very proud of the results we've been getting so far.
Right. Now let's discuss our budget forecast for the year.
Of course. I prepared a quick presentation so that we can visualize our figures.
All right then, now that we've discussed some issues that we've been having regarding this project, let's stop for a while to take a closer look at the structures that we have in our dialogue, shall we? Very well then, we'll start there with, good morning guys, thanks for joining me on such short notice. Good morning guys, thanks for joining me on such short notice. We have a very interesting expression here, which is on short notice. We could say that the word notice in this case here means some kind of notification. So when I say on short notice, it means that I sent a notification to the person that I invited to join my meeting, but this person didn't really have time to prepare. I sent a notification too close to the time of the meeting. So something that is done on short notice is something that is done without warning or time to prepare, right? So if you do something on short notice, you didn't really have time to prepare. If I say, for instance, nobody will be available to substitute her on short notice. So nobody will be available to substitute her on short notice. So nobody will be available to substitute her with so little warning, with so little time to prepare. Okay, so when you say on short notice, you didn't notify, you didn't warn the person or didn't give the person too much time to get prepared before something, before a meeting, before an event, before a concert, anything like that. All right then, so on short notice, you didn't give the person much time to prepare. All right, moving on. Not a problem. We have a lot to discuss. Not a problem. We have a lot to discuss. No problems there, so let's move forward. We do. That's true. We do. That's true. Once again, here we have the use of the short answer, we do, to express a confirmation, right? She says there, we have a lot to discuss. And then the person answers, we do. So he is confirming. Yes, it's true. We have a lot to discuss. All right? Right. I wanted you to get me up to speed on the production expansion project. Do you have any news? Right. I wanted you to get me up to speed on the production expansion project. Do you have any news? Here we have a very interesting expression, which is up to speed. The expression up to speed means basically to be well informed, especially about the latest news or the latest details, right? So if you are up to speed, you are aware, you know the latest details of something. So if I say, I'm not sure I'm up to speed regarding this project. What I'm actually saying is that I don't know if I'm well informed. I don't know if I have the latest details about this project, right? So up to speed, to be well informed, to know the latest news, the latest details. All right, let's move on then. We do. There have been some crucial developments. First off, there have been some problems with our contractors in Mexico. We do. There have been some crucial developments. We have here a very popular structure in the English language, which is the use of the word there plus the verb to be. We normally see this structure in the expressions there is and there are, right? I'm sure you've seen this a lot in your life, right? But here in our dialogue, we have a slightly different use of this expression. We have it in the present perfect. It says there have been. So as you can see here, this structure of the word there plus the verb to be can be used with other verb tenses that are not the simple present, right? Well, to explain this a little more to you, to refresh your memory regarding this very, very important structure in the English language, let's call him my colleague, Luis.
When we talk about things that exist or things that we can see or somehow experience, we use there and the verb to be. There is, there are. However, this doesn't have to be in the present. Maybe we want to talk about things that we saw some time ago or things that we'll see in the future. In these cases, what we can do is simply conjugate the verb to be in the appropriate tense. For example, if you want to talk about a meeting you attended some time ago, you could say something like this. There was a very important announcement in yesterday's staff meeting. Or maybe you want to talk about an event that you are going to attend at some point in the future. Then you could say something like this. There will be a training seminar next week, and I want to be there. This is not restricted to the simple past and the future, though. You can use any non-continuous verb tense with this structure. Let me show you. Present perfect. There has been a very important development in the project. Past perfect. There had been better opportunities in the past, but he had decided not to take risks. Future perfect. By next week, there will have been major changes to the company. Another thing, you can also use modals with the there is structure. In that case, the modal is placed between there and the chosen form of to be. For example, there must be a better solution to this problem. There shouldn't be any issues if you do that. I hope this was helpful to you. Back to class.
Very well, then. Now that your memory is refreshed, let's come back to our dialogue. First off, there have been some problems with our contractors in Mexico. First off, there have been some problems with our contractors in Mexico. This expression here, first off, it's the first time it appears here in our classes, but it's basically a synonym of first of all. So you use it to introduce a topic, right? So first off, there have been some problems. First of all, there have been some problems. I am introducing the topic, all right? Moving forward, what kind of problems? Here, once again, we have that very popular pronunciation of kind of, which becomes kinda, right? So what kind of problems? What kind of problems? What kind of problems? Okay? Lots of paperwork. We're wasting a lot of time with bureaucracy, and that's a problem when we want to run on a tight schedule. Lots of paperwork. We're wasting a lot of time with bureaucracy, and that's a problem when we want to run on a tight schedule. Here, what I want you to pay attention to is the pronunciation, the very peculiar pronunciation of the word bureaucracy. We have seen already the pronunciation of the word bureau, right? Some classes ago, we know that it's a word that comes from the French language, but has a very English pronunciation, right? Bureau, bureau, bureau. And today we have a longer word that has a different stressed syllable. Notice that in bureau, my stressed syllable is bu, bureau, 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 right? While in bureaucracy, my stressed syllable is the ra, bureaucracy, bureaucracy, bureaucracy. Okay, so bureau, but bureaucracy, bureaucracy, right? Bureau, bureaucracy, bureaucracy, bureaucracy. All right, so we're wasting a lot of time with bureaucracy. We're wasting a lot of time with bureaucracy. We're wasting a lot of time with bureaucracy. Okay, another interesting expression here is the tight schedule. A tight schedule is when you don't have too much time to do things, right? So when you don't have too much time to get things done, right? So you have a short period of time and you have to do a lot of things, so you're running on a tight schedule. Okay, moving forward. Well, that's not entirely unexpected. Maybe we can focus on the rest of the supply chain while this issue solves itself. Speaking of supply chain, do you have any news about that part of the project? Well, that's not entirely unexpected. Well, that's not entirely unexpected. Two words here that require a little more attention when it comes to the pronunciation part. First of them is entirely, 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 entirely. That's not entirely. Unexpected is the second word. Unexpected. So unexpected, unexpected, unexpected. Entirely unexpected. Entirely unexpected. That's not entirely unexpected. That's not entirely unexpected. All right, moving forward. Maybe we can focus on the rest of the supply chain while this issue solves itself. Maybe we can focus on the rest of the supply chain while this issue solves itself. No big issues here, so let's move on. Speaking of supply chain, do you have any news about that part of the project? Speaking of supply chain, do you have any news about that part of the project? Here we have another interesting expression, which is speaking of, which means basically the same thing as regarding that topic you mentioned. So speaking of supply chain, regarding the topic that you just mentioned, the topic is the supply chain, right? So it requires a previous topic, right? So you're gonna use this expression after something has already been mentioned. So it requires a previous topic. Let me give you one more example so that you can understand this a little clearer. I could say, I talked to her about the holidays. Speaking of the holidays, I think I'm gonna travel. I talked to her about the holidays. Speaking of the holidays, I think I'm gonna travel. So it requires a previous topic that was already mentioned, right? In our case here, the holidays. In the case of our dialogue there, the supply chain. So I have already talked about the supply chain, and I want to mention something related to that topic. I talked to her about the holidays. Speaking of the holidays, speaking of this topic that we already talked about, I think I'm gonna travel. All right, so speaking of, regarding that topic that you just mentioned. All right, let's move on. Yes, I got in touch with the local suppliers and they said they're ready to deliver whatever we might need on a week's notice. We're really just waiting for the paperwork to be ready. Yes, I got in touch with the local suppliers. Yes, I got in touch with the local suppliers. No problems there at all. So let's move on. And they said they're ready to deliver whatever we might need on a week's notice. And they said they're ready to deliver whatever we might need on a week's notice. Here we have a very, very interesting word that is actually very useful for you to use in your everyday conversations, which is expression whatever. We can break the word whatever into two different parts, the word what and the word ever. And we can consider in our situation here that the word ever means doesn't matter, right? So if we put it together, we can say that the word whatever means it doesn't matter what, okay? So basically anything, whatever. I could say, for instance, do whatever you want. Do whatever you want. It doesn't matter what, just do anything you want. I could also say, whatever happens, I'll be by your side. So it doesn't matter what happens, I'll be by your side, right? And what's interesting about this expression is that it's a structure that gives us many different possibilities if we explore the other WH words. Do you remember what the WH words are? Well, they are the words that we use to make questions, right? So what, where, when, who, and so on, right? And we can use all of those words, all of those WH words in the same structure. Let's see how this works. Take the word when, for instance, okay? When is a WH word that we use for time, right? To ask a person about something related to a period of time. If you get the word when and we add ever, so when plus ever, considering that ever means doesn't matter, what I have is it doesn't matter when, right? So if I say, call me whenever you can, what I'm saying is that you can call me anytime because it doesn't matter when, right? Call me whenever you can. Call me anytime you'd like. It doesn't matter when. If it's morning, afternoon, evening, night, it doesn't matter. Just call me, all right? Let's see how it works with other words. If I say wherever, considering that wherever is the combination of the word where and the word ever, and considering that ever means doesn't matter, what I have there is it doesn't matter where, right? So I could say, I'll go with you wherever you decide. So it doesn't matter where you decide to go, I'll go with you, all right? I could also say, for instance, whoever. So considering that who regards a person and ever means doesn't matter, what I have there is it doesn't matter who. So I could say, I don't want this book anymore. Whoever wants it can take it. I don't want this book anymore. So it doesn't matter who wants it, if you want it, if she wants it, if he wants it, it doesn't matter who, the person who wants it can take it, right? So whoever, it doesn't matter who. There is also, as you may be thinking, whichever, which is the combination of which is very similar to the word what, so it relates to things, right? But we use which when we have options, right? When we have options to choose from. So considering that which is something that we have to choose from among some options, and that ever is doesn't matter, what it means is it doesn't matter which. So if I say pick whichever cake you'd like. Pick whichever cake you'd like. Pick the cake you want. It doesn't matter which. I don't care. Right? So there is chocolate cake and there's vanilla cake. So pick whichever you'd like. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. Right? So as you can see, we have here a lot of different combinations that are used in many different situations, but the bottom line is that it doesn't matter. Okay? So whatever, whenever, wherever, whoever, and whichever. All of them mean it doesn't matter. So whatever, it doesn't matter what. Whenever, it doesn't matter when. Wherever, it doesn't matter where. Whoever, it doesn't matter who. And whichever, it doesn't matter which. Very nice, very interesting words that we have there and that you can apply to your day anytime you want. Okay, well, let's get going with our dialogue here. You may have also noticed that we have, once again, the word notice there. We have there on a week's notice. So once again, let's remember that the word notice in our situation here means basically a notification. So on a week's notice means that you sent the notification. Notification was sent or will be sent 1 week before the deadline, right? So on a week's notice means that you have 1 week to do whatever it is. So they're ready to deliver whatever we might need on a week's notice. We have to send a notification 1 week before our deadline, right? If I say, for instance, we should be able to deliver the product on a month's notice, it means that we have to be notified that we have to deliver this product 1 month before the deadline, 1 month before we have to actually deliver it. Okay, so once again, the word notice meaning here that you have to notify a person about something. Okay, we're really just waiting for the paperwork to be ready. We're really just waiting for the paperwork to be ready. We have here a very interesting use of the word really. The word really can be used in a few different situations. The first of them, you probably remember very well, is as a synonym of very much or truly, right? So if I say, I really like you, what I'm saying is that I like you very much, right? Or if I say, I really enjoyed the party, what I'm saying is that I truly enjoyed the party. I enjoyed the party very much. And I can also use really in the sense of very much and truly as an intensifier of an adjective. So I could say the party was really great, right? Meaning that the party was truly great. It was very great. So I can use the word really in the sense of very much and truly either to intensify a verb, so I really like you, I really enjoyed the party, or to intensify an adjective. The party was really great. She's a really pretty girl, and so on, right? So really for very much or truly to intensify either verbs or adjectives, right? But we can also use really in the same sense as the expression in fact or in truth. So if I say, we don't really want to go, what I'm saying that in fact, in truth, to be honest, we don't want to go, right? Or I could also say, they're really waiting for the meeting to be over. They're really waiting for the meeting to be over, meaning that they are in truth waiting for the meeting to be over. All right, so we can also use the word really to express in fact, in truth, to be honest, actually, and so on, right? And I can also use the word really as an interjection to express surprise, right? So I could say, she's 24 years old. And the person could say, really? Right? So I'm using the word really to express surprise, right? I could also say, for instance, we're already done with that project. Really? Right? So we're already done with that project. Really? Wow, I'm surprised. I'm impressed. Okay? So we can use the word really either as a synonym of very much or truly regarding either verbs or adjectives. I can also use it as a synonym of in fact, in truth, to be honest, and so on. And I can also use it to express surprise, to express that you're impressed. Okay, well, let's move on here. It's good to know that this part is good to go. What about distribution? Are we ready to go global? It's good to know that this part is good to go. What about distribution? Are we ready to go global? Here we have another very interesting expression, which is good to go, which means basically that something is ready, right? It's good to know that this part is good to go. It's good to know that this part is ready. If we say, for instance, I'm done with my work, so I'm good to go. What I'm saying is that I'm done with my work. I finished what I had to do, and now I'm ready to go. I'm good to go. All right. Also important to highlight here, the pronunciation of the word distribution, right? Distribution, distribution. What about distribution? What about distribution? What about distribution? All right. And another interesting expression that we have here in this sentence that is actually very common in the corporate environment is the expression to go global, right? To go global means basically to reach other countries, to conquer the foreign market. So to start selling in different places, all right? So to go global, to conquer, to reach other places, other countries. All right, we estimate a time to market of about 3 months, starting as soon as the contractors are good to go. We estimate a time to market of about 3 months, starting as soon as the contractors are good to go. Interesting expression here, the expression time to market. This expression is actually not translated into Portuguese. We use the same expression in English. But what does it mean? The time to market is actually the period of time. So the period of time it takes from the production of a product until it's ready for sale. All right, so the period of time it takes from the production line until the product is available in the market. That's the time to market. All right. Also here we have a good chance to practice once again the pronunciation of the TH. We have there 3 months. So we have one word that begins with TH and another word that ends in TH. So a very good opportunity for you to practice the pronunciation. 3 months. 3 months. 3 months. A time to market of about 3 months. We estimate a time to market of about 3 months. We estimate a time to market of about 3 months. All right, so 3 months. Okay, moving on. That's great. You and your teams are doing a fantastic job. Keep it up. That's great. You and your teams are doing a fantastic job. Keep it up. Very nice expression we have here, the expression keep it up, which means essentially continue to do what you're doing. Just continue like that, right? So keep it up, continue whatever you are doing, continue just like that because everything is great. Keep it up, right? Also, don't forget the pronunciation here, tends to link all those words. So keep it up, right? Keep it up, keep it up, keep it up, keep it up, keep it up. Okay? Thanks. We're very proud of the results we've been getting so far. Thanks. We're very proud of the results we've been getting so far. No issues there. So let's move forward. Right. Now let's discuss our budget forecast for the year. Right. Now let's discuss our budget forecast for the year. No problems there. So let's move to our last sentence. Of course, I prepared a quick presentation so that we can visualize our figures. Of course, I prepared a quick presentation so that we can visualize our figures. Three things I want you to pay attention to here. First of them is the pronunciation of prepared. Okay, so you don't, again, don't pronounce the E. It's just prepared, prepared, prepared. I prepared a quick presentation. I prepared a quick presentation. I prepared a quick presentation. Second thing, let's remember the difference between quick and fast, right? So the word quick regards time, right? So it takes a short time to do something. So I prepared a quick presentation. My presentation is going to take a short time. It's not a long presentation in terms of time. While fast usually refers to something more physical, right? So you are a fast runner. The car is fast. The train is fast, and so on. All right, so we're using quick here because we're talking about something that will happen during a short period of time. It's not gonna take long, all right? And finally, I want you to practice the pronunciation of the word visualize. Visualize, 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 so that we can visualize, so that we can visualize our figures, so that we can visualize our figures. All right, this is it for today, but before we finish, let's listen to our dialogue one more time.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for joining me on such short notice.
Not a problem. We have a lot to discuss.
We do. That's true.
Right. I wanted you two to get me up to speed on the production expansion project. Do you have any news?
We do. There have been some crucial developments. First off, there have been some problems with our contractors in Mexico.
What kind of problems?
Lots of paperwork.
We're wasting a lot of time with bureaucracy.
And that's a problem when we want to run on a tight schedule.
Well, that's not entirely unexpected. Maybe we can focus on the rest of the supply chain while this issue solves itself. Speaking of supply chain, do you have any news about that part of the project?
Yes. I got in touch with the local suppliers, and they said they're ready to deliver whatever we might need on a week's notice. We're really just waiting for the paperwork to be ready.
It's good to know that this part is good to go. What about distribution? Are we ready to go global?
We are. We estimate a time to market of about 3 months, starting as soon as the contractors are good to go.
That's great. You and your teams are doing a fantastic job. Keep it up.
Thanks. We're very proud of the results we've been getting so far.
Right. Now let's discuss our budget forecast for the year.
Of course. I prepared a quick presentation so that we can visualize our figures.
That's it. We're done discussing the issues of our production expansion project. So now, it's time for you to do your memorization hack practice, listen to the dialogue one more time, practice all the tips that I gave you here today, and I'll see you in our next Business in Focus class. See ya, private.